Belfonte Ice Cream introduces real sweet moments.
Hey, guys.
Daddy! Today, I went down the slide, not the little one, but the big one, and I saw my friend Amanda from school, and she's spending the night. And Mom said we can have as much ice cream as we want, because Mommy's going out with her friends, and you're in charge. Doesn't that sound like fun, Daddy? I'm so glad you're home.
Whoops, wrong house.
That real sweet moment was made possible by Belfonte, Kansas City's ice cream. Real ingredients, no growth hormones. Belfonte, homemade.
Deion Clissett with Preps KC, talking with Raymore Peculiar Coach Tom Cruise. And Coach, you know, a really strong season last year. I know a 6-5 record maybe doesn't necessarily say strong to a lot of people, but if you had a winning record coming out of that conference, as far as I'm concerned, you're a good football team. When you look back on last year and how much of a meat grinder that was, do you expect any different this year with the Suburban Gold and the rest of your schedule?
No, I think the the schedule is what it is, and it never gets easy. It's this league has, you know, the talent level obviously is really, really good. Everybody's got size, everybody's got speed. And then, you know, in our league, there's really good coaching to go with it. So it's a tough schedule. We have played, you know, you talked about last year and going 6-5, and we really felt like, you know, at the end of the season, we were playing as good as anybody. So we want to try and continue that. And I think offensively, we've got some pretty good skilled kids. It's just really right now be how quickly our defense can come on and play at a pretty high level.
What position group has really stepped up for you this offseason?
Oh, that's a great question. I'd say probably our offensive line is the one that we feel the going into the season the best about, just because the number of guys back there that played pretty significant roles last year. You know, we're big. We're a big offensive line. We've got good size. I think they have a pretty good grasp of what we're trying to do offensively. You know, but for the most part, our work ethic has been in the off season, and then, you know, throughout the summer has been as good as we've had around here. So, you know, I'm excited about, you know, what we've got coming back. But like I said, you know, it's one of those, you know, we open with Belton on a Friday in August. And it's the weird thing about it, Deion, is we're playing a football game before we even start school. So that's going to be a little difficult challenge for us. But, you know, I think our kids and obviously the community, they love their football around here. And it just happens to be Belton. So, which is a vastly improved, you know, they ended up having a great season last year, and they've got some good guys back too.
Well, I was going to say, Ray Peck and Belton, I don't really know if it matters when you play that game, does it? I mean, that's a rivalry and everything.
Right. That's right. Yeah. It's always been that little crosstown rival that, you know, heck, even when I went to high school here. So it's kind of a fun one. You know, you call it for a little bragging rights or whatever it is, but it's still the Belton Ray Peck game. And that brings out the community support is unbelievable for that game.
Well, Coach, good luck as you get ready for that game, and I'm sure we'll be talking again soon.
All right. Thank you, Deion. Appreciate it.